Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
I'm Frederick Penny, your host of Radio Joke Talk, Radio Spoof Talk, Children's Talk. That's what we've been doing this whole time is Radio Law Talk, spoof children, really immature things that us adults have been doing all day today, and it's been fun. This hour, at you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. We are going to have some fun, but talk about some serious things. Hour three is almost like a sprint. Where we were in marathons before, this is a sprint to get through all of our cases we want to talk about. And a lot of these cases are just quick one-minute discussions because they're just updates. But we're going to talk about we're going to have a case or no case, which everyone loves. But we're going to talk about a kidnapping hoax in Alabama and in California. The Olympus movie, the Olympus Has Fallen movie lawsuit, New York Times versus Sullivan case. We're going to talk about the comedian Jeff Dye is in a little bit of having some issues. You know, I got to be careful in saying feeling bad for people that are struggling with alcohol, and I do. But, you know, it causes a lot of issues, and a lot of people die from it. So, you know, we definitely, the victims is who we feel for. But I'm not saying there's any victims here with Jeff Dye, but I'm just saying, in general, that's what we believe. Coldplay's being sued, that wonderful band that, by the way, that let me tell you a little bit of trivia about that band. I love Coldplay. I think they've got great music. Are they the ones, you guys can correct me, that quit touring because of global warming and stuff? They're really into the, you know, using up, I don't know what the word, they were using so much fossil fuel or whatever in touring and the planes and everything. They believe they stopped touring. I don't know if that's true.
I'm not sure either, but you know, it's Chris, isn't it Chris Martin, the head?
Yeah.
He was married to Gwyneth Paltrow. And they got divorced, right? They had the conscious uncoupling, right?
Why did Coldplay stop touring?
It was in, I believe it was in November of 2019, Coldplay paused their touring until their shows could be more environmentally beneficial.
That's it. That's exactly right. For environmental concerns. Yeah, they stopped following the release of their 2019 Everyday Life. They decided not to tour, citing environmental concerns. And there we go. So I was correct.
Nice.
Well, they're being interesting. You say nice, I say interesting.
Now, there's a skeptical side to me, right? That says, right. Okay, now I would really want to see.
Then why are you doing it now?
I would really want to see how, at the time they decided to pause touring, how many upcoming dates were they having problems selling tickets for?
You know? Well, and here's the question. If that's the case, why are you touring right now?
Yeah.
Well, what's the difference between a 2019?
They might have an electric bus.
Oh, or electric plane.
Electric jet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's coming. United Airlines kind of announced that they are really seriously trying to.
And what I'm going
to
do, Denise, I'm going to let change. You'll be the first one. I'll let you go test it and fly.
Okay.
Fly in the electric United planes, and I'll stay in the gas one.
I'm staying up on the research on that. You know, they all talk, but it's not going very well.
Oh, and do I think that'll eventually happen? Sure.
Maybe.
I think that's pretty far down. The difference is in the cars that they're having issues with. And by the way, we are. I don't know what the rules are on rules and regulations are and what I can talk about on these self-driving cars, which, by the way, are my we are involved in. I mean, they're running people over, by the way.
Yeah, that and also the electric cars, Pure Electric, are having electrical problems.
Yeah.
They're trying to do too much, I think. You need more of a simple electric car. You know, you can't have electric this and electric that and an electric trunk opener and electric. So, you know, you just can't.
Crank up windows. Just an idea.
By the way, with regard to Coldplay's eco-friendly tour, according to Euronews.com, statistics that Coldplay has put out shows that currently they emit 47% less carbon emissions on the current tour than compared to their 2016-2017 tours.
Oh, that's awesome.
For them.
That's awesome.
I don't know what that means, but I don't. But good. I mean,
well, that's almost 50%, guys.
It's exactly what I'm saying is how you got to be very careful how they manipulate things and say, I want to know how exactly that changed.
It could be that they just stopped serving Chipotle and the.
That's a good idea.
Or maybe they just wanted to make a statement, realizing that at the end of the day, it's not going to lower global temperature, but they want to be in on the movement. And I think that's just fine.
I don't know.
If that's what they want, that's
fine. We don't know what it is, but I'm just saying that was interesting. That's why they stopped doing. But I wonder if he flies in a private jet.
Well, isn't it Willie Nelson that his buses run on old
vegetable diesel.
French fry oil.
Yeah. Where he can buy it. There are a couple of places in Texas where you can buy it.
Yeah.
But Willie Nelson also has a rider that says that any emissions that come cannabis-based are not allowed to be counted.
Don't
in
count
the
them
carbon
against my tonnage.
Or what if it went out the windows?
Yeah.
But here's the other problem, Fred. When an electric car runs out of electricity, you park it. When an electric jet runs out of electricity, Houston, we have a problem, right? I mean,
have a problem. I could see the thing, like what I think is cool is the cars that are both, you know?
Yep.
You can, like, the new Ford F-150 is a hybrid,
and
it's powerful and strong, and so it's got part electric, and it's got gas, too. And I think that's, at least for a while, that's the way to go, because... Look, if you run out of battery and you've got that backup fuel, then there you go. You know, you're
I love
okay.
mine. Mine's not an F-150.
Just keep
I love
a gas-powered generator in your trunk of your Tesla.
That's a good one.
If you run out, start that up, charge it up.
No, I like the meme. Actually, it was a true picture. My understanding, in Montana, they had the electric thing, and they had a backup generator, diesel generator, in case they lost the power so they can charge their cars.
Well, sure.
Anyway, and then there's a Facebook settlement. That's what's going on this hour. And then at the very end, the most important thing is we love to do quick takes. And that is because when we are talking this whole 3 hours, there's a lot of stuff you're not going to remember. It's pretty hard not to forget us. But you will remember the Mozart balls. But other than that, there's stuff you won't remember, so we're going to give you a quick take, all right? But why we're here, I always say this, is for case or no case.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah.
Very quickly, a 25-year-old truck driver from Washington State was in California delivering some heavy equipment. She tried to navigate a railway crossing off a state highway. Sorry, got excited there. The low boy was a little too low and got stuck on the tracks. The driver tried to move it, didn't have enough time. The truck was stuck for just a short time, and here comes the train. Nobody called the train and said, hey, slow down. So the train comes through, totals the truck, totals the Caterpillar, wipes out the crossing guards and all of that, and the company for which the driver worked said, wait a minute, low boys at fault. Their specs say it'll clear legally constructed highways. And in California, it's got to be a legally constructed highway. So we're going to go after low boy to see if we can get them to pay for all of this instead of us. So that is our
case. That's actually an interesting one. If I'm pulling up on a low boy, I'm not crossing those tracks in the first place. I'm just saying, I'll be back.
But you got to do it. The construction site was right there.
Yeah, I guess you got to do it. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about the case or no case. And then remember, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. What's the phone number, Denise?
529-7234. So that is 855-529-7234.
We'll be right back.
Glad we got that straightened out. Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up, including the answer to case or no case, right after this on Radio Law Talk.
Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books now.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
I've got to get my car washed, this dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride, and watch this getting shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car, Quick Quack Car Wash. You'll have it looking sharp, come on.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Can't answer?
It's impossible to answer.
Impossible because you don't know the answer.
Nobody could answer that question.
Oh, come on.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Can't think of what it's called.
Why can't you answer that question? Because it's a trick question. Okay. Yeah.
That's right.
Because you can't do something. I can't remember.
No, it talks about...
It has to do with the car, right?
Carburetor.
My cousin Vinny. Because they didn't in that one, they didn't make the model the way he had set it up.
Right.
You know, that,
tuning it.
That show, My Cousin Vinny, has shown up in more legal training. As lawyers, we have to do the ongoing legal training. That show has shown, that one and A Few Good Men, has shown up in more legal trainings than any other two movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a lot in that show that are actually, well, that really is the evidence rule. Kind of interesting.
Yeah. All right, let's go to case or no case. 25-year-old truck driver was navigating a crossing, and a railroad crossing with their lowboy, and it gets stuck. And the train hits it and damages the tractor it was carrying, and they sued Lowboy, saying that the Lowboy is supposed to cross across the standard typical railroad crossing according to the, I don't know what state this was.
California.
California, according to state rules and regulations, how flat it's supposed to be in order to allow trucks to go across.
A properly loaded lowboy should handle the load, was the language they used when they talked about that. So I think you're up, Todd, on this one, right?
All right. Well, you know, a couple of interesting things, one of which you just said there. A properly loaded lowboy should be able to cross a, what was the language you used about the type of crossing?
It was off of a state highway, just a rail crossing highway.
There was something about a properly constructed highway or something.
Built
like
according
that.
To specifications.
So,
right.
So look, I'll say this is a case. It could probably be a case for a lot of reasons, not just this, but it is a case. But, you know, something sticks out. Something is. I'm going to go with the trailer company. Let's see. Who sued whom in your example?
The trucking company.
Trucking company.
Came after Lowboy because they said Lowboy claims that this trailer with everything in spec, it should handle what we tried to get it to do.
I think Lowboy wins because I think that their claim is it should have done that. There's too many variables that they didn't follow. Either it was overloaded or she tried to, the truck driver, sorry, I didn't want to assume, but I thought you said the truck driver was a she.
Yes.
Okay, so she tried to cross a train section that wasn't properly constructed, whatever, but I think the Lowboy company wins.
Okay. Denise, what do you think about this?
What's a Lowboy?
It's a trailer designed to carry equipment that's tall so it won't scrape on an overpass over the top. So if you can follow my finger drawing, here's the tongue of the trailer, then the bed drops, and then it goes back up for the tire. The tires are here, and the bed's lower, so it's called a Lowboy.
Oh, so that it can have tall things in the middle of
exactly,
it.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, I get it. I'm going to say...
I think we need to help, Denise. I think it's proper to show her a picture of a Lowboy.
Yeah, that's
there's
fine.
There's a Lowboy.
Yeah.
Oh, they're
very common hauling around.
So the tractor can get onto it. They drive it right up onto it.
Yeah, very, very handy.
Okay, I'm going to say that.
Now, if he adds the fact, the truck driver had the same question. What's a Lowboy? That would be a problem.
They were in trouble.
What's a two Lowboy?
So the truck company sued Lowboy.
Yes.
And did they also sue the county or state that where the
was
the
a state highway and it was a railroad owned crossing who are responsible for their own maintenance of their crossings, as you know.
Did they? And she asked, did they
sue them too?
No, I think they were suing the truck company, weren't they?
No, the truck company was suing Lowboy.
Right.
And I'm asking if the truck company also sued the state.
Unknown.
Now, unknown.
I don't know.
Yeah, because the question is, did the truck come? No, did Southern Pacific or Northern Pacific, the railroad, sue the truck company because it caused damage to their locomotive? That's the question.
Which they may do as well.
Okay, so I am going to say that this is a scenario but not a case.
Okay, Fred, what do you think about this?
I think this is a great scenario, but it's not a case because I asked all those questions and you don't know because I'm telling you right now what would happen. Let me tell you, as the guy that's been doing this for 30 years.
You're so mean to me. Sometimes.
What would happen is the Lowboy company would come across and they would get stuck and they would get smashed. We're assuming nobody was hurt.
Nobody's hurt.
The railroad company would first file a law or get the trucking company to pay for any damage to the railroad crossings, because you said the crossings were all taken out.
Yep.
They'd have to pay for the track fixed and the road. They'd have to pay for the locomotive. And then what would happen is usually the trucking company would then cross-complain against Lowboy to say, cover our bills for this. Or sometimes what would happen is the Pacific Railroad would also sue Lowboy at the same time. But usually it's a cross-complaint. And as complicated as that sounds, that's what would have had to happen. There would not have been a lawsuit against directly from Lowboy, from the trucking company to Lowboy. It would have been vice versa. It would have been a cross-complaint. Usually, sometimes it can be a direct complaint scenario.
So you're saying no case, forget it, have a nice day. Okay, well, I think that's all fine. I love listening to you guys talk about this, how you ruminate back and forth and you justify this and that, because here's the story. This happened last week, so no case.
It's probably really happened. A truck got hit.
It did happen. Happened last week.
Oh.
So no case. And maybe it will turn into a lawsuit. But obviously,
so if it does turn into a lawsuit, if I get the retroactive points
in 2 years,
from your retroactive food.
Also next hour, next week, excuse me, a man in Oregon who gets a knock on the door. Hi, Daddy, and a mommy who says you owe me a lot of back child support.
Ooh.
So that's next week.
Didn't know that he had a kid.
Okay. Yeah, got it.
Interesting. So let's talk about this kidnapping case, because we asked Cal, don't talk while we talk. Well, we don't say that, but we sometimes. But I want Cal to talk on this one because he knows this. We don't tell him that, by the way. We just say, hey. But this is something he knows about a lot in Reading, about this second case about the kidnapping. This is really interesting when we come back.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up on your great local radio station and always on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned as the program will continue after this.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800.
U.S. USA News update with Israel warning people to leave northern Gaza as the war rages with Hamas. Egypt, Israel, and the United States have agreed to allow U.S. citizens to leave Gaza through the Rafah border crossing. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have already fled after being given 24 hours notice to leave before an expected ground offensive. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says they have only just begun to retaliate for last week's attack. Hamas is telling residents to stay. President Biden says he has spoken in depth to American families waiting for word about their loved ones who were kidnapped.
They're going through agony, not knowing what the status of their sons, daughters, husbands, wives, children are. You know, it's gut-wrenching. I assured them my personal commitment to do everything possible to return every missing American to their families.
Hamas is said to be holding some 150 hostages. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now, this young man has obviously forgotten some very fundamental things like decency and dedication and honor.
How did that happen?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
So Carly Russell, age 26, in Alabama, falsely tells police that as she was driving, she saw a child walk along the road. She stopped to help him, and then she was kidnapped for 2 days. And they went out supposedly worried the community about this kidnapper, and apparently she finally came forth that it was all a hoax. And she has her first court appearance coming up, and they are charging her with a Class A misdemeanor in Alabama, which Class A means a higher misdemeanor. Misdemeanor usually there's not a lot of jail time usually in a misdemeanor, and a lot of it depends on the situation. I know what's important on this one, though, to understand and note. My understanding is a first-time offense. She's got a clean record. And what the district attorneys want to do, or the prosecutors, want her to serve 1 year in jail for doing this hoax. And the reason they say that is they want to make sure that this is a deterrent for the people in the future, not making false, hold on. Oh my gosh, I had to sneeze. For making false reports. Now, their argument is, no, she just needs some community service and probation, but don't put her in jail for the year. And so they're going to, and they did a weird thing in Alabama, and maybe our former prosecutor and understands this stuff, but it's called a stipulate and appeal. Do you know what that means?
I do.
What is that?
Because it was very similar to the General Sessions Court in the state of Tennessee. You'll note that a lot of these places, these cases will start off, And it's a misdemeanor. Misdemeanor case will start off in the lower court. In Tennessee, it was called General Sessions Court. And no juries in General Sessions Court. So you're entitled to a bench trial, a judge trial. And if the judge convicts you, you can then, it's called appealing, you can appeal it to the higher court where you actually end up getting your jury trial. And so what happened was this started out in the lower courts in Alabama. She had the judge trial. She was found guilty by the judge on the misdemeanor. By the way, the maximum term, I mean, the state wanted to max her out. So if it's still a misdemeanor and you get your jury trial, it's not like she's looking at any more time than what the state would otherwise get her. So it's to her benefit to do that. And it's just the way they handle their criminal procedure in Alabama.
Okay. So the what's going on right now is they're trying to determine whether or not, you know, they're going to, she's going to get a year in jail, or she wants to say, just give me some probation. Now, this is similar, and I think they might know about this, as a case in Northern California in Redding not too long ago, where a lady by the name of Sherry Papini,
yep,
did this. Hers was even more intense, claiming that there were some sexual assaults, et cetera, or not. Cal, tell the story. You
okay,
know the
Sherry Papini was out jogging, and she just disappeared off the face of the earth. And then Thanksgiving Day, a couple of years ago, she reappeared.
After a few years.
Right. Well, it was months.
And she
told everybody that she had been kidnapped by a couple of Hispanic women in an SUV. But actually, she was with a former boyfriend in Southern California the whole time. So they found out about all of that. She went to federal court. They adjudicated her, found her guilty. She put in 8 months in federal prison, went to a halfway house.
Yeah.
And then the latest update to the story is the most fascinating thing. Her husband filed for divorce.
Right.
And so she's supposed to show up in divorce court. Third time, no show.
No show.
Oh,
no show. So
wow.
I don't know what happens to her in that case.
So that's still going on.
Yes, it's not done yet. Yeah.
Wow.
And she, by the way, still has, I think, about $250,000 in restitution for investigation costs and money she got from the victims program, all kinds of money out there. So it was a big deal.
It was interesting. Yeah. All right. We're going to follow those as we go. Now, Todd, this Olympus Has Fallen movie. I've never watched it, or I don't follow this movie. Tell us what's going on with this lawsuit.
So this is a Gerard Butler movie, the typical underdog saves the day from terrorists. Nobody would listen to him. He worked for the Secret Service, and he ends up being the one guy that helps save the president. Olympus Has Fallen refers to the White House was under attack. And, well, you know, the thing is Butler wasn't just an actor in that film. He was also a producer. He had reached a point, and for those of you that don't know who Gerard Butler is, you ever seen 300? This is Sparta! That is Gerard Butler. He's been in a lot of films, and he was a producer on this one. Well, he had to file a lawsuit because he felt like he was underpaid. Contract was supposed to pay him a certain amount, and he thought that he had not been paid appropriately pursuant to his duties as a producer on the film. And that was recently, that lawsuit was recently settled. And it raised, I mean, look, actor, somebody in Hollywood sues somebody because they didn't get it, all the money that they put into it. And I realize the average person is probably sitting there saying, whether he got paid or not, he still makes 100 times what I make in a year. And you're right, he does. But I thought it was interesting with this case, now that it's settled, to take a look at some of the highest paid actors in films. And what you'll, the reason this ties back to the Gerard Butler issue is the actors on this list that were paid so handsomely, by and large, had the same deal that Butler did. It wasn't what they were paid up front on the movie. It's what they got in residuals and points because they invested in the film. And some of the names...
What's points? You said residuals and points. What's points?
So points refers to percentage points that you get as a result of the box office. You remember, what's her name? Did Black Widow. I said I would be her support attorney,
yes.
Red hair. She was in the Avengers.
Hold on. Yes. Yeah, she was in The Horse Whisperer.
She was in The Horse Whisperer.
Yes, Johansson.
Yes, Scarlett Johansson. That was the big beef she had with Disney, because she produced, executively produced Black Widow. But her money, her points were going to come off box office sales, and Disney released it on the streaming within a week, which cut into the box office
earnings. To its own streaming.
Yes.
Yes.
And that cut her legs out from underneath that lawsuit. No. But listen to some of these names. Emma Stone, La La Land. $26 million for La La Land.
Ooh,
she's
wow.
number 27 on the list of top 26.
Go fast, because there's a lot.
Leonardo DiCaprio, $30 million for Don't Look Up. That was a Netflix movie. Let's see. Killers of the Flower Moon. I think that's just released. Leo DiCaprio got $30 million for that. The one I thought was interesting on the list was Jack Nicholson. Now, listen, Leo DiCaprio got $50 million for Inception. When did Inception come out? That was in the 2000s, right?
Yeah.
$50 million for that. Jack Nicholson for Batman in the 80s got $50
million. What number is this ranked?
And those are 13 and 12.
Oh.
Johnny Depp, Jack Sparrow of Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, $55 million. Number one on this list? Number one on the list. You haven't seen the list, have you, Denise?
No.
Who do you think's number one, really quick?
I would say, is it Mel or female? I guess
Mel.
That. Mel, I would say that it is Brad.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. No, Tom Cruise. Okay. For the last Top Gun, Maverick.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because he produced it, remember?
Oh, yeah.
$100 million plus.
Good wow. for that. And then number four, Mission Impossible, you got $75
million. That's Woo. Right. Now, again, on these films with Tom Cruise and others like Keanu Reeves, and then you've got Tom Hanks, Sylvester Stallone did this in all his films, so did Clint Eastwood. They're producing them. That's why
yeah.
they're making the money.
That is absolutely crazy.
Wow.
All right, we're
we live in a great country.
Yeah, so that, you know that's how they're making their money in all of this. You know, I think famously, did you see what was the movie Wolf of Wall Street? Jonah Hill, he got $60,000 for his role.
That's all.
$60,000 up front. That's what gets reported. Like, oh, look at all this money he didn't make because of that. No, the other part of it was he got paid the balance on points. Now, he made some money on that.
Right.
So the Hollywood players who are entrepreneurs and have a great project benefit. There are many, by the way, probably who take the risk and don't get the money, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, no, I think, and that was Amber Heard. She only got, what, $2 million for Aquaman or something like that? A couple
yeah.
million dollars? That's sounds like, woo, that's a lot. That's nothing that compared to... I wonder what she's doing financially now. She's probably not.
Well, the thing is she's got this body of work that she had done prior to mm-hmm. all of this that she is still getting paid on, because actors do get residuals. Look, every time a show is played on Netflix or Hulu or some TV of the week or show of the week on TV, whatever the network paid for that, a small portion of it's going to go to the actors that are in it. They still get their residuals.
All right, we're going to talk about a hatchet case when we come back. Yes, a hatchet case. Then we'll do quick takes. Hang on, last segment. We're at the end.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. There's still good stuff straight ahead. All you have to do is stay tuned, and we'll have it for you right after this penultimate break for Radio Law Talk. We'll be back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What's that got to do with anything?
Everything.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
I like it, too. We like this Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. We're our last segment. We probably won't even answer the phone. Cal can't answer the phone. But look, email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. And we're at the end of the segment. Tell your friends to go to radiolawtalk.com and click on the listen button. They can listen live 9 to noon Pacific time. You do not have to have your local radio station. We are booming. I think we've got over 100 stations, but I still think, arguably, I think we're the second largest nationally syndicated radio show that deals with the law, I believe.
No argument. We are.
Yeah, we are. And so I think we're going to be number one soon. So, Todd, tell us about this Sullivan case, New York Times versus Sullivan.
Yeah, well, New York Times versus Sullivan is the case a long time ago that set the standard for defamation. And essentially, if a person is a public figure and they want to sue somebody or a publication for defamation of character, they have the added burden of showing that the statement or publication was done with malice. They were trying to do that. That extra element does not apply if it is non-public figures that are raising the issue. Well, there was a case, Blankenship versus NBC Universal, that was appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, or they sought the right to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court to give the court the chance to readdress this different standard. And this last week, the U.S. Supreme Court said, yeah, no, we're not going to grant certiorari. We're not going to hear that case. So that means that the malice element is going to have to stay in place for any lawsuits for the near future. Now, that's significant because, especially with election years, there's always this, oh, I'm going to sue you. Somebody says something about somebody else, and they say, I'm going to sue you for defamation, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, those lawsuits for public figures, they have that extra element and are going to continue to have that extra element of malice as something that a plaintiff would have to show in their lawsuit, because the Supreme Court ain't changing it anytime soon.
And my feeling is the Supreme Court decided not to take it up on this case because this case also implied the free press right. And I think it would not have been an appropriate case to really challenge it in a clean way.
And I like that you raised that point because the court sometimes can't just look at the specific issue there. They got to realize that any decision they make moving forward is going to be used by other cases as precedent. Folks are going to look at this and say, okay, it was decided, but it was decided under these set of facts. And the court is really looking for the right set of facts that will allow a decision to be applied more broadly and really give guidance. And, it could have been they looked at this one and just said, this doesn't provide us with the ability to render a decision that is going to give as much clarity as we would like on the issue.
Interesting. We got Netflix is being sued by a guy by the name of Taylor Hazelwood. Now, Netflix put out this documentary in 2023, a true crime documentary, called The Hatchet-Wielding Hitchhiker. And this Taylor Hazelwood's picture is shown that they lifted somehow from social media or something and was used. And this guy sued him for defamation because... Look, I look like an axe murderer, and I'm not. This is just me, Taylor Hazelwood. And they tried to get the case thrown out, and the court said, nope, you're not going to escape this defamation case because you're going to be held in there.
Now, this is an interesting one right on the heels of the of the appeal that we just talked about, or the lack that the court's not going to take it. Taylor Hazelwood is not a public figure.
Right.
So Taylor Hazelwood doesn't have to show that Netflix, in using his likeness that they pulled off of an Instagram post, that they did so with malice. That element will not apply, and it makes it easier for somebody like Hazelwood to prevail in a defamation case because they don't have that extra element they have to prove.
Well, I think that I would not want to be in Netflix shoes on this one because Taylor Hazelwood, this is a quote. I mean, why do you use this picture and you're talking about a Hatchet documentary, right?
Exactly.
I would not be, and don't be lifting it from some, you know, random social media site, but this is, in his complaint, he says the following. This is what people are saying about him and saying, and it's a quote, and these are people talking about it. Talking about him, you know, so something not so chill happens later in the documentary. This is a friend texting him. Your picture shows up again after he's charged with murder, and it's just bad vibes. Another friend, quote, dude, this is so weird, but I'm watching this murder documentary, and they start flashing a bunch of people's pictures. And I said, hey, that's Hazelwood. Did they steal your photo? How did you get on there? So I'm on Hazelwood's side there. You know, that is pretty disgusting that they really truly want to talk about that and throw that up there. You're kidding me.
And I think the judge's decision in this, it's interesting because all the judge decided in this case was that, well, it could have been defamatory. Essentially, Netflix was trying to say, there's no way anybody would ever think this is defamatory because even those statements rely on innuendo to get there. And the judge was essentially saying, well, even if that's true, that sounds like a jury call, not a judge call.
Exactly.
It's a jury call. Good luck.
Denise, tell us about your – we're trying to zip through these things as quick as we can.
Well, Jeff Dye, who is a comedian, crashed his Tesla into a tree, and then he ran away by foot, right? And then witnesses saw him, and he also had made some statements to the police, and he was arrested for DUI. Now, his even though nobody was hurt, it's still a pretty serious matter because he fled. And his his lawyer is saying, hey, you know, we have to reserve judgment on this, and we need to respect his privacy, and he is presumed innocent until proven guilty, guys. So, you know, keep up that standard for my client.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Facebook, just a real quick one. We talked about this before. Facebook or Meta, they recently had a final approval of a settlement of a privacy issue. We talked about that last week and the week before, but there was some discussion concerning privacy of those people that were on Meta, and they agreed to a $725 million settlement proposal, which means I don't know how much each person was going to get. We talked about that before. I don't remember. But the judge finally approved it, because the judge has to approve this type of case. So $725 million, which is like probably, Cal, you and I, $5 out of our
with
pocket.
With over a billion users every day, I'm thinking, how far is that going to spread?
Yeah. Oh, here it is. No, here it is. The average median payout, $30.
I'm still waiting for mine.
$30. Can you believe that? Out of $725 million,
wow,
you get $30.
And the lawyers get what, like $300 million?
No, they don't. Actually, believe it or not, the judges, everyone thinks the lawyers get a lot, but they don't get as much as you think they do. So, anyway, with that, we are just wrapping up. We don't, Coldplay, really, really quick, sold, well, Sue's, Coldplay's former manager, what? Todd, go ahead.
Yeah, former manager.
Really
still,
quick.
They're suing Coldplay for $12 million, claiming that he didn't get paid the way he was supposed to be paid under his compensation structure. So we'll see how that turns out.
We're going to follow that one. All right. Takes now.
Yeah, time now for quick takes. Fred, what's yours?
Sure. Remember, Fred, in the third person, has not bought a Tesla and not jumping on the bandwagon, because he knew, third person man, that there might be some things happening with the cameras. Whew, glad the 1970 Camaro didn't have any pictures or cameras in it back in 1970.
Dodge those bullets. Todd, what is your quick take?
I would pay good money if at some point in time during the Sophie Turner-Joe Jonas divorce that Sophie Turner's lawyers included in any motion the phrase, winter is coming.
Oh, good one. Good one. Okay, Denise, what's your quick take today?
My quick take is some advice. Be careful what you do in your car if it has cameras. You'll never know who's watching you eat those Mozart balls.
Hey. Oh, man, we had to go there, didn't we? All right, Fred. Well, yeah, you're on. You're away. I'm sorry, Fred, sitting and forgive me. Go ahead.
Sure, no problem. I just say we'll see you next week. I just appreciate you guys all joining us, our wonderful hosts and co-hosts.
Been listening to Radio Law Talk, a copyrighted presentation of RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.